That's the Canton Spirituals. How's everybody doing today? Today is a difficult day for me. I just wanted to come on here to give some type of motivation, because sometimes we get to the point that we do have those difficult days and that we have to cope with, and just different things that we have to cope with. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Saturday, giving you a positive uplift, as well as myself, to be able to get through the day or get through whatever trial or tribulation that you may be going through. Yesterday, I lost my grandmother, somebody that was really dear to me. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, but yet and still, I always tell myself I felt like that I spent a lot of time with her, and she taught me a lot, a whole lot. And I just sit back and I think about the good memories that I had with her. And that keeps me going. And not all the time we lose loved ones. And we just sometimes we just have a bad day. But dealing with death and trying to cope with the pain of knowing that you don't have that opportunity to go physically see that person again is a hard pill to swallow. It's a real hard pill to swallow. Some people can deal with it and some people can't. And this is my way of dealing with it. I try to talk about it or just think about good times that we had or even just bad times. But with my grandmother, I really didn't have no bad times with her. I sit back and I would think when I was coming up that those times were bad times because she would get on to me about certain stuff. But as I look at it now and over my life, it really wasn't bad times. She was just getting on to me in order for me to straighten up and fly right. So with that being said, you know, it's we sit up and we think about all the different arguments or misunderstandings that you have or the way that our ancestors teach us. And we take it as some type of abuse or neglect or something. And some of them, they did the best that they could do. I was talking to my mother earlier today and she was saying to the point, you know, that in which that is my grandmother that passed. That's my mom's mom. She was, she says, like we done lost the butter to the bread. That's something to really, really think about within the point of different things that, you know, in life. It's like if you have two slices of bread, you got to be able to put some type of substance in it to hold it together or maybe even to the point of give it a different flavor. And that's, you know, a lot of our ancestors, that's what they did for a lot of us. I can remember the old stories that she talked to me about with the point of her picking cotton. I was on TikTok the other day and I seen where somebody else had their grandmother on TikTok and she was talking about, you know, real life, you know, to the point of the different things that she went through when she was coming up and when they were slaves, when they were in physical slavery, put it like that. And it just resonated with me within the point of the different stories that I used to hear from my grandmother when she was up. Boy, I tell you, this woman was just, she was magnificent to me. My mom them used to always think, well, yeah, you know, my mama mean. That's what my mom and her siblings call their mom, my mama. Or something like that, I guess, within the point of like it's their mama by themselves. I used to always laugh about stuff like that, but that was their way of doing things or saying things or acknowledging their mom. Me and my brother, we acknowledge our mom and we'll say, there go your mama. It's just something that some cultures or some people, they tend to gather or hold on to or give recognition for or acknowledging that other person. But I'm telling you something, I'm 44 years old, when you lose someone, that is so dear to you that gave you a lot of life, showed you a lot of different things in life and things that you can still hold on to. They left a legacy within you and other people that surround you. That's why it's always good to talk to our elders and try to get to the point of understanding certain things in life, because they done been here and they done already went through some of the things that we are trying to still get through today. It's really sad of losing someone, but sometimes we have to acknowledge the point that we can't be here forever, and all of us have to make that transition to the other side or to the next realm or whatever it is. None of us will ever know, not on this side. But I encourage you to, you know, I just wanted to motivate you today, because some days we can go through stuff and it could be a rough day. But yesterday, losing my grandmother, it was a rough day for me to try to acknowledge, and still trying to wrap it around my thoughts or just hold in my deeper emotions of it. My grandmother was the type of person that she didn't really like people to be all up on her. and she had her reasons. And I adapted the same thing, you know, being she was not a hugger. But when she did hug you, she hugged you. And it was like, oh, okay. It was an inviting hug or something like that. She had her own way about certain stuff. And it was just wonderful to know the person that she was. And just all the things that she brought to us. My grandmother, you know, she smiled and she played with us a whole lot. And she didn't play when it came down to certain things. I guess I would try to, when it came down to her family or kids and stuff like that. Because coming up, you know, if anybody did something wrong, she always had a pistol on a dresser. And I can remember it used to be always sitting up there on the dresser. She had a towel sitting up there, and that was there. I think it was kind of rough for my aunts and my mom them to take the pistol from her when it was time to take it from her, because, you know, she couldn't be able to handle it at that particular time, because she'd be done hurt herself or hurt somebody else. But when she was younger, boy, you just didn't mess with her. She was a firecracker when it come down to certain things. She was always shy. Always shy. And if she didn't like something, especially if you cook something for her to eat, if she didn't like it, she'll tell you about it. Mm-mm. Or if you didn't, and she'll say, mm-mm. Or maybe the next time, whenever you come around, or you might hear it from somebody on the phone, they say, yeah, you went down there to see my mama, or they said grandma said you came to see her. She'll talk about you and tell you different things, if the food was good or not, and you be done heard it from somebody else. But she was straightforward, you know. She sat back and she smiled when she wanted to smile, and she cried when she wanted to cry. She always wanted to, she always told me with different things, you know, you got to always look out for yourself, you know, because some of these men out here, they be some mean men. she was something else. But needless to say, you know, it's a lot of different things that when you're losing someone, or when you're having a bad day, sometimes you feel like you just want to give up. But in the time of that essence, or whatever that you're going through, just think about the good times that you had with somebody, or the good days that you have, or when you wasn't going through a trial or a tribulation or whatever, just trying to cope with so many different things that's going on in life sometimes can be very overwhelming, and death is one of them. You just have to take one day at a time, I believe, and try to heal within yourself, or talk about those things and not hold them in, into understanding. Every time I talk to one of my cousins or family members, I begin to bawl about it because I want, it just reminds me of her and the point that she helped made it possible for those people to be here, for those people to be in our life. I remember when I first gave my grandmother a birthday party, and she was, you know, she's an older lady, and I don't know if she ever had a birthday party of her own, but I just wanted her to have that because she was always shy. So I invited everybody, and I was just telling everybody to be there. I just wanted them to be there and stuff like that, and that was just something that I just really wanted to happen. And we were singing happy birthday and stuff like that there. And I told her, I said, yeah, you know, we singing this to you. And she was saying to me, and she was out there singing with us. And it was just a wonderful time. It's always good to have gatherings and good time with family because, you know, and acknowledge that they are family and loving them. Sometimes we reject them, and within even myself, I tend to try to avoid confrontation with family because I don't want to, you know, say the wrong thing or something, because when you say stuff, you can't rewind it and say, well, and unsay it. So you just have to take whatever that it is and try to deal with it. And that's, you know, I'm pretty sure that my family is not the only family that goes through that. I'm pretty sure that there's other people's family that go through that as well. Regardless of what, a lot of people have been dealing with the point of death and dying here lately, especially in the African American culture. And I've said this several times on my podcast within this year. I'm telling you, 2021 has been a rough year for a lot of us. We have lost a lot of people that put the glue to our families and into our culture, into our society. It's really hard, and my heart goes out to people that have lost loved ones that's really, really close to them, and they've been seeing them on a daily day basis, but then all of a sudden, next day, they're gone. And we have to stop taking life for granted because it's life, you know. It's just, if it's our time to go, it's time, our time to go. Where we go, we don't know. We could just have that figment of our imagination when it comes down to certain things that it is. But we just have to get to the point of coping with that pain. I don't think that it lessens. But then again, it might do over time. You just have to wait for it, I assume. So many different people don't realize that once a person come in your life and they give you that salt, that pepper, that water, that cheese, that egg, or just within the point of that knowledge. And I'm talking about that metaphorically because, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. But did they just give you that glue to your life? And when that glue starts unsticking, it becomes very bad. And you have to find some type of way in order to try to keep that, put some more adhesive to it, or give it some more flavor. Day in and day out, we go through a whole lot in life, and sometimes we don't realize that we are self-destructing one another.
self-destructing ourselves, destructing one another, and self-destructing ourselves, I meant to say. But you got to take a hold of it. You got to get a hold of life itself. Stop getting all out of whack about things when they don't go your way. Because sometimes it's really sad. Because some people are going through stuff a little bit worse than you are. My grandmother used to sing this song. I'll go if I have to go by myself. And just all, you know, just a lot of different things that I can remember. I can even remember to the point of her dancing and stuff, and just a lot of different memories that I have, and that kind of helps me. And I guess within the point of saying, like, even the point of the bad times that it helps me, it's not always like that for the next person, or some people have went through some bad times with people and they wasn't able to hold on to the good times because their bad times outweighed their good times. But I'm telling you, with people like my grandmother was, or a person like my grandmother was, it was very hard to even think about something that was bad, because she just had a different, whole different spirit about herself. She was an introvert, and I'm a kind of sort of an introvert, extrovert in between. But I still stay to myself, because the simple fact is, I learned that from my grandmother, that, you know, in this life, you will get hurt by people, and you have to get to the point of you protecting yourself, and not only just to the point of protecting yourself, you know, protecting your family and so forth and so on. That's even at jobs or in relationships. It's just that important to do that. And we would love for everything to be just hunky dory all the time, but it's not like that. Sometimes we got to learn from our mistakes, and we have to learn from other people's mistakes as well. Life is something else, I tell you, and we should appreciate it more, and just be thankful more for it. Just life, health, and strength, because, you know, there's somebody out there that is struggling with life or struggling with just the existence of it. And they want to give up. So it's always good to give words of encouragement and acknowledge other people, and just be uplifting as much as you can, because we have so many different things that we have to go through that is very downplaying us, or down making us feel down and out and so forth. And then we get to the point where we lose a loved one, and that's, to me, I feel like that's the worst thing that it can be in life, is losing a loved one. We might lose a job or a car or something like that. When that's one thing we got to realize, when we lose somebody that we love and they go on to the other side, they don't have life in them anymore, it ain't like we can go to the store and buy another one. So we just have to appreciate life and appreciate the people that's in our life and everything that they have going on. Just not giving up, period. You know, not allowing that to be an option for certain things. You just got to be strong within whatever that you have going on. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Saturday. Reassuring myself and trying to reassure you of different things that's in life, period, and to encourage you to just not give up and to keep moving on. Just know that we all gotta leave here one day. Y'all have a good day.
tonight. I made it.
I made it.
Made it through
another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now, I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Light on. Many times I've been light on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord.
I had to bear so many burdens, but I'm still here. Yes.
Dark days, I had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am.
So many disappointments, but I'm still here, yeah.
But I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it.
I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it.